what keeps us joined together and united in Christ. A heavy-handed, rough manner alienates people from one another, while a gentle spirit draws people together. In order to further God's plan to bring all things together in Christ, we must be gentle with each other. That is not always easy. None of us is perfect. And even when we make our best efforts to live together in Christ, we manage to step on each other's toes. We really need a lot of patience to deal with the level of friction that is to be found in any community. Being patient helps us to bear with one another in love, which is an essential requirement of our vocation to be church. Without the very practical kind of love that allows us to take other people's faults and failings in stride, we cannot give witness to ton mysterion, to God's hidden plan to bring all things together in Christ. In the very next clause of our long sentence, the author indicates the goal that regulates the practice of the four virtues he just recommended. I then, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Preserving unity of spirit in any group is no easy task. We are especially aware of that during the election cycle, when everyone accuses everyone else of everything they can think of. If you listen to what you heard on TV or the radio, you would have to believe that at least half the politicians in this country are in league with Darth Vader trying to subject us to the dark side of force. There is no place for such talk among Christians. Our calling is to be one in spirit, even when we have different opinions about important issues. How could we possibly do that? Won't our inherent differences turn our striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit into an exercise in utility? They certainly would if all we were trying to achieve is the kind of team spirit that makes us a more effective organization. The unity of the Spirit that we strive to preserve is unity in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwelling in the church and in each of us as individuals makes us, though many, one. We strive to preserve that unity by seeking the Spirit's guidance and acting as He directs us. The Holy Spirit directs us into the path of peace. But the peace that binds us together in Christ is not like the peace we find in this world. In His farewell discourse, Jesus said, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give